Normally, we do play sort of a natural facilitating role for international offers of assistance when there is a natural disaster here in the U.S. And just like the U.S. so often responds to disasters when they strike overseas, and you know, of course, the American people are known for their generosity and largesse most frequently, or most recently, rather, the Haiti earthquake, but numerous examples of that. You know, similarly, you know, our partners and allies around the world, when they see something happening to the United States, offer assistance. And I guess the most recent example of that would have been Hurricane Katrina. And I know from my time, I was actually at in Brussels at the time at NATO headquarters, and I know that NATO offered to airlift the supplies to the folks who were in Houston and other areas who had lost their homes and in temporary shelters.
So I think the perception among the general public is that the U.S. helps other countries, I mean, Haiti being one of the most striking and more recent. What countries are helping us respond to this disaster, and in what ways are they doing so?
Sure. Well, to date, we've received offers of assistance from 17 countries, and also the European Union. They have an office called the European Maritime Safety Agency, and they're playing kind of a coordinating role for European Union offers of assistance, or for offers of assistance among the members of the European Union. But 17 offers of assistance so far from other countries. And these range, as you can imagine, they range from sort of practical offers to dispersants, to specialized booms and skimmers that can help in the cleanup. You know, to date, we've accepted boom and skimmers from Mexico and Norway, but we're continually evaluating other offers as well.
Does it complicate things to have all of these different entities interacting, you know, State Department, BP, Coast Guard?
Well, it's always, you know, something on this scale, frankly, it's always a huge interagency, if you will, process, coordination process. And I know I worked closely on the Haiti earthquake as well, and that was also just massive. But you know what? We actually managed to coordinate pretty well in these kinds of and have developed kind of a close working relationship with other agencies within the government, and you know we have constant conference calls and just ongoing meetings to try to kind of coordinate and make sure that we're all knitted up.
So does the State Department have any other role in the disaster response, as in dealing with other countries should the oil hit international waters?
Absolutely.
How does the State Department figure
Sure.
into that?
Well, there's something called the Cartagena Convention Oil Spills Protocol, and we're a signatory to that, as are other countries in the region, including Mexico and Cuba. And so because of that, and because we're signatories, we are obliged to notify and inform those governments on, you know, the scope of the oil spill and where it might be headed.
So in the view of the State Department, does the Deepwater Horizon disaster have any bearing within the context of national security?
National security, you know, as defined in our world today, and actually it's interesting you raise that, because the Obama administration just presented its national security strategy yesterday, rolled it out, if you will. But, you know, yes, I mean, you know, all of these things, environmental degradation or damage, financial markets and their impact and financial crises, all of these affect our national security. So absolutely, there's an aspect of that. You know, right now, you know, BP is struggling to cap the well. Everybody recognizes it's a huge challenge, and that even if that happens, we've got, you know, a massive cleanup effort that's going to have to ensue. And like I say, we're very fortunate that you know, that we have had offers of assistance from international partners who recognize the scope of this disaster and are willing to help.
All right. Say the oil does hit international waters, or for that matter, washes up on the shores of another nation. What kind of legal implications might that have?
Sure. Well, right now it is not. And so at least NOAA, which is the agency that's, you know, that's sort of tracking this the spill, that it has not reached international waters. But certainly, you know, as I said, I mean, there is this Cartagena Convention, and part of that is, you know, we are informing and keeping informed these, you know, the governments of countries that might be affected by the spill, so that they can take any necessary precautions. I'm not certain that there would be. It's actually a valid question, and is whether that there would be any legal implications if people, say, wherever Mexico or Cuba had. You know, filed claims against BP or not. I'm just not aware of it. There may well be, but I think that it would be just like in the United States, it would be British Petroleum who would be on the hook.